And right now we got a story about neighbors helping neighbors. During the COVID-19 crisis, we're seeing an outpouring of support spring up in the community. And one group of community volunteers called Neighbors Deliver is delivering necessities to the doorsteps of homebound people in the Calicoon, Coshecton, Fremont, Jeffersonville, Narrowsburg, Youngsville area during the COVID-19 crisis. WJFF's Tim Bruno spoke with Liz Bacar from Calicoon, New York, who came up with the idea for this free service and posted it to Facebook.
You know, as many people understand, we have in Sullivan County an aging population. But we also have a lot of young families. We also have a lot of people who are going to be experiencing income insecurity. Sullivan County is next to last for health factors and outcomes. So we have a truly vulnerable population. So I thought, well, what do people need? You know, what do people need? They need food. They need their mail and pharmacy assistance. They need to be able to get their medications. So I thought it would really be fine if some of us could come together and say, okay, let's work with our existing institutions and see how we can get what people need from where it is to them. So I had a meeting with the post office and a follow-up phone conversation this morning. I had a meeting with Riverside Remedies, which is our pharmacy here in Calicoon, with PEX, with the Democrat, with the River Reporter, with the town hall here, which is now closed. You know, our Delaware town clerk is just doing yeoman's work trying to make sure that she reaches out via her capacity with people who might be in need of what we're doing. We can open people's lives a little bit and bring them some things that, you know, might make their lives easier. So I put on my Facebook page that I'm going to start volunteering to deliver this stuff. And before I knew it, I had like 15 or 20 people saying, sign me up, sign me up, sign me up.
That's amazing.
which I know, and it wasn't really my intention, but now we have this Facebook page, COVID-19 Neighbors Deliver.
And who are the folks that have reached out to you in the community? What types of folks are reaching out to say that I want to help?
Oh, gosh. You know, retired people, business owners who maybe had to shutter their doors, teachers, a librarian, old nurses, retired people. It's just, it's amazing. People who've come up from more urban areas, you know, people who've been living here for, you know, their names have been on street corners for 300 years. It's everybody. It's everybody. And what I encountered at the post office, Riverside Remedies, PEX, the Democrat, the River Reporter, our town hall, everybody was like, oh, sign us up. So
that's great.
Yeah, you know, then it was just a matter of trying to figure out some of the details.
So how does it work? If I needed your service, your help, what would I do?
For each of the businesses or services that represent essential services to people, each one requires its own particular workaround. So beginning with the post office, what Karen at the post office here in Calicoon, who also manages several of the other post offices, is doing is this. They're going to keep an eye on their post office boxes that are in the building. And if they see mail piling up, they're going to call the person who owns the box and say, we have a group of volunteers who are willing to bring your mail to you. Is that something that would be of help to you? And if they say yeah, then she's going to be able to say, okay, here are some people in your area. As this thing grows, one of the things we're trying to not be Pollyanna about is that there are some tricksters out there. And I don't want, and neither does Karen or anybody else who understands this area, want a stranger to show up at some isolated person's house and say, hi, you know, I'm going to go get your mail. Can you give me your key? So what I'm doing is putting together this list, and it's going to be an updated regular list that goes to the post office so they can read a name or whatever, and then the person with whom they're speaking can say, oh, I know that person. Yeah, this is a great idea. I would love to have my neighbor bring my mail to me.
And what about the pharmacy?
I thought that that was going to be the absolutely hardest piece because of HIPAA rules. So I went in and talked to Jean Burns, who's our pharmacist, and Shannon Cormier, who's an assistant there. And they're going through, they began, in fact, by the time I got from the post office, talked with them, and got to PEX, Shannon was coming into PEX for her lunch and said, I'm going right back to the pharmacy, and Jean and I are going through our records to see whether or not we can pinpoint, like, Medicare people, you know, right off the top, anybody who might be suffering from underlying long-term conditions or chronic conditions, and we'll start making calls to them to let them know that there is this service. They also have to have that list of volunteers. So, again, if they're talking to somebody in Narrowsburg, they can say, this person is in Narrowsburg and can go and make arrangements at Peter's Pharmacy, for instance, in Narrowsburg. And it's also going to appear just sort of a sideline. When I spoke with the River Reporter and I spoke with Lori at the River Reporter and Fred at the Democrat, what they're willing to do, and I just think this is absolutely wonderful, is whatever list and blurb about Neighbors Deliver I have to give them to update whatever's going on, they're going to run it as display ads in their paper at no charge with each edition that comes out. So anybody who sees either of those two papers is going to be able to have that list right in front of them, either
great.
As a volunteer or at home. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, the response has just been so, it's just been bolstering. It's wonderful.
It's amazing, especially during this, you know, this time when there's so much negative stuff out there that we obviously have to pay attention to see the sense of community coming together for those who are not able to, you know, get out as they normally would. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to either volunteer or they might need your service, or if there's another business listening that would like to participate, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm really telling people, go to the Facebook page, because that way it's easier for me to keep track of all of the pieces, if
right.
it's all sort of in one place. However, if they don't have internet, if they don't have access to Facebook, if they don't have a smartphone, they can call me at 845-887-3105.
Well, it sounds great, and it's such a great way to hear good news out of a crisis and everyone coming together as a community and being creative. Liz Bucard, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for reaching out, and thank you for covering it. And if we have any updates, I'll give you a holler.
Tim Bruno spoke with Liz Bucard from Calico, New York this morning, talking about Neighbors Deliver right here on WJFF.